Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Yeah, as I said when I did the intro to the show this afternoon, we're going to speak to Javon Greenblatt, Director of Operations at the CSO. Javon, good afternoon to you, and how are you this afternoon?
Very, very good. Thank you, Simon. And how are you?
I am most well, and glad we have this opportunity to talk about the CSO and your fundraising campaign. And I was thinking about it. Sometimes we just take it for granted that everybody knows exactly what we're talking about. So maybe the place to start, just very quickly, is remind us, what is the CSO? What do they do and why they're important?
Thank you, Simon. So the CSO is an organization. It's a non-profit organization, a registered security company. It was set up in 1994 to ensure the protection of Jewish life and Jewish way of life in South Africa. Very quickly, we realized that not only was it for us to protect the community, but as things go in the modern day, it was for us to empower the community to protect itself. So although we have an amazing team of full-time staff that run the day-to-day operations of the organization, the vast majority of our organization is absolutely phenomenal, amazing volunteers that give up so much of their time, not only to protect the community, but to ensure that they are skilled and that they're training and that they are ready to deal with any, God forbid, security emergencies if they arise and prevent them. I think that's the most important thing, is to ensure that we never get to that stage where we have to deal with the security emergency. So really a huge shout out to our staff and volunteers. They're amazing people, and they really are, they give so much to this community. I think very few people realize that.
Couldn't agree with you more. I look at them and I always think, my goodness me, these guys are doing it just out of their own goodwill. Quite remarkable. But now talk to us about funding. Is funding an issue? Where does your funding come from? And
we're 100% we get our funding 100% from the community. We have an unbelievable marketing and fundraising department that works day in and day out to reach out to the community. But the organization is an organization of the community. We are the community, and the community is us. So not only do we go out there and protect the community, but we also get all our funding from the community. An annual budget of 20 odd million.
Wow.
And so it's a huge job to ensure that this community is protected and trained and ready to deal with anything. So we have to go out, and this charity campaign that we're running at the moment is one of our largest kind of funding mechanisms to ensure that we can cover what we need to throughout the year.
This is your opportunity, Javon. Maybe go into a bit of detail. Tell us about that particular campaign.
So charity campaign, we've been using this specific platform for the last 3 years. And basically what it is, I suppose, a crowdfunding type of platform where we, as I say, my amazing fundraising and marketing team have been working on this for the last couple of months to get everything ready. So what you see over this 48 hours of raising those funds is by no means the amount of work that goes into to actually securing it. We had a target initially of raising 3.5 million rand through this campaign. And this beautiful, amazing, wonderful, giving community has blown that through the roof. We're now sitting on 5.16 million, and just absolutely amazing. Thank you to this beautiful community for opening their hearts and recognizing the important work that we do, and recognizing the importance of securing our community. And we've raised a quarter of our annual budget just through over the last 31 hours of work. Our team's been working flat out. In fact, it's the last 8 minutes to donate. So the campaign's closing at 5 o'clock. So if anyone wants to donate, now's the time to go in and give those final amounts. And obviously,
and how would one do that?
So either So I'm sure that we'll keep the lines and the website open for a little while longer if people are phoning through. So if they want to phone through, they can phone through to 011-551-1200. That's 011-551-1200. Or they can go and donate online. It's www.charity.com. So charity.com/CSOJHB. And any donation, any amount would be very, very appreciated. And it takes every single rand to make this total. And there were many, many donors that made this possible from the community.
Siobhan Greenblatt, Director of Operations at the CSO. Good luck to you with your fundraising. You are doing incredible work. I hope you get the response that you deserve. And it was our absolute pleasure to give you the platform this afternoon.
And I'd just like to say thank you to Chai FM. You've always been an amazing support to our organization and to our cause. And thank you for giving us the opportunity.
Thank you, Javon. And we're talking about good things and good initiatives. And in that vein, I've got some more news for you. Because they're there for us in the very worst of times. They step in to assist us when life has stopped. They are the cemetery workers, the men and women of the Chevra Kedisha Jewish Helping Hand and Burial Society. And over the last year, their service was more essential than ever. They are the unsung heroes, and we want to change that. Zion Bahadur is the day on which the community traditionally acknowledges and appreciates the service of our cemetery workers. This year, you can help honor these heroes by sending them happiness in a box, Shabbat meals and gifts for Shabbat on the 19th of February, the Shabbat of Zion Bahadur. Honor our heroes by sponsoring a box or a part of a box. For details, get to our website. That's www.chaifm.com. You know that address, but I'm going to repeat it again, www.chaifm.com. Honor Our Heroes is a Chai FM community initiative. So,
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.